Hello, priestesses. Welcome to module 6, where we'll explore more pieces of the marketing pie and how you can get more customers. So the first piece of the pie that we're going to talk about in this module is what I like to refer to as referral marketing. This video will show you how to get clients through referrals and word of mouth, either from your existing clients or from referral partners. So the first thing I want to say is you might be asking yourself, is this going to work? And what I want to say to that is sometimes what it takes to unlock success is you going out on a limb. I don't know which part of the marketing pie is going to work for you, but I do know if you try, there's only two possible outcomes. You could fail or you could succeed, but you won't know until you try. And then if you do fail, well, great, we can scrap that and move on to the next thing. But if you succeed, isn't that great? So I'm going to give you an example of this from my own life. Earlier this year, when I partnered with Monique Holm to create Real Estate Investor Goddesses, I had no idea what it was or if it would be successful. In fact, we don't know if the content we're creating will be well received. We don't know if we can get 100 women to join our membership site. It's a very scary process because you're investing a lot of time and money into creating something. We are relying on faith and little signposts. The bottom line is that we don't know if it's going to work, but what we do know is that we've got a couple of key indications that people are digging what we are putting out there. So one, we went from 0 to 316 people on our email list since April. 70 women have filled out our entry survey. This is the same survey that I show you how to create for your own potential clients. And as of today, we have 5 paid members for our membership site, which has a yearly fee of $597. So we've generated about $2,500 in revenue so far. That's even more great because we haven't even launched our membership site. We don't launch it until November. Hell, we haven't even built the site yet. We just have a rough outline of the curriculum. So as you're learning the various marketing methods, it's absolutely okay if you are also having the thought, is this going to work for me? I want to encourage you to go out on a limb. I want to encourage you to feel uncomfortable and do it anyways, because that's exactly what's going to help you create the results you really want. So let's talk about the next marketing method, your referral system. There are two main sources of referrals for you to tap into. The first one is current clients and people who have worked with you. And the second one is getting referrals from co-creation partners. For referrals from clients, first ask yourself the following questions. What can I do to improve the experience of my clients? After which they will gladly refer me to someone else they know. What can I do with my clients that will increase the likelihood that they will talk about their experience with their friends? Last, know when to ask for referrals. Most people ask for referrals at the end of their working relationship, and that's somewhat effective. But I want to encourage you to ask for referrals earlier in the relationship. For example, ask at the first sign of their excitement working with you, when they begin to get results, or when they praise you for your services. And for referrals from partners, the most important question you want to ask yourself is, who do I know that will most likely provide me with my ideal clients? The second step is to invite your potential referral partners to collaborate with you. You can make a referral arrangement offer to your partner that best fits your business and theirs. There are 3 types of referral arrangements that you can choose from. So there's commission-based, there's cross-promotion, and there's endorsement/recommendation. Commission-based arrangements involve the partner receiving a commission for each client they refer to you. This could be a percentage, for example, 10% of the revenue from the new client, or they could get a standard fee such as $200 for each client signed up and paid in full. Cross-promotion arrangements occur when the referrals are reciprocal. An example of this is when an electrical contractor goes out on a call and hands the client a coupon for $10 off their next plumbing repair call. The plumbing contractors they have referred clients to does the same for them in reverse when they make a call. This is called cross promotion. It's just reciprocal. So for you, it may be every time you get a new client, you hand them a coupon for someone else's service, and your partner does the same. And with endorsements and recommendation arrangements, you're going to make an agreement to recommend the services of your partner to your existing clients, and your partner agrees to do the same. So for example, I have a list of web designers that I have vetted. And so when I have a client that needs a web designer, I'll refer one of these people. And then vice versa, when my web designer has a client that asks a question that they don't have the answer to, they'll recommend me as a business coach or a consultant. And then the last thing you want to do when you're working with referral partners, and this is the most important step for any referral you get from a partner or a client, is that you want to express gratitude by giving them a thoughtful gift, sending them a gift card, or even writing a handwritten note. Efforts like this go a long way to create a culture of appreciation and positivity around your business. And at the very least, you can shoot them an email saying, thanks so much for recommending such and such to me. That's it for referrals. Join me on the next video where we will talk about house parties.